This is RSBNB Update, episode 151, recorded Thursday, May 8th, 2008, two-thirds flexible. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, and we're doing this show with me, Brad, and Mike. Say hello.
Hello.
Brad, you seem a bit delayed for some reason.
I was just trying to remain silent for as long as possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm...
And keep your head still.
Yeah. Because, you know, we heard last week, you might have heard Mike's moving around and a bit.
Yeah, whatever, Shane. I'm a human being. Get over it.
We should all try and be perfect, though.
Wow.
Anyways.
Shane sounds more and more like a freaky dictator every week.
No, not really. I'm just trying to provide the best show possible. I don't know.
You sound a bit like Hitler, you know? He was just trying to create a perfect world. You just don't start killing Jews, whatever you do.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. My farthest I go is banning people. Anyways, we got a few interesting updates this week. I'm going to try and talk as normally as I can, because I am a bit disabled right now.
You're going in a fight.
Hmm? Oh, no.
You're going in a fight.
With who?
With, a girl. Did a girl beat you up?
Sawa.
Okay. Okay.
See, if Shane laughs, it's very painful. So if you hit Shane sort of laughing and then...
I can't
and then
even smile.
Exclaiming in pain.
Anyway.
Shane got beaten up by Sawa. Oh, that's close.
Okay. Pearls of Ice Mountain. Mike and I did this quest this afternoon. It was a fine quest, wouldn't you agree?
No.
No.
Well, that's very low requirement. So
yeah, it does.
Expect?
10 farming, construction, hunter, and 11 thieving. Basically, it's Jagex's whole global warming spiel, and I honestly hate it when they try and shove this down the throats of the youth, you know? There's nothing to show that global warming is something we caused. It's probably just a natural cycle.
I don't know about that.
I think it is.
We're not here to discuss global warming.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this quest is about, global warming. Killing the ice fiends, killing the rose bushes.
Hang on a second. It's not ice fiends. It's ice fiends.
Oh.
Please, stop saying fiends.
I'll say it, Mike. How do you say it? Fiends or fiends? Fiends.
Fiends.
Oh. Okay. Okay, then, in that case, dead rose bushes, dying ice fiends, avalanche, and Karamja, or no, Entrenna will flood, and Falador will become a desert. That's what they
like
say
fun.
Will happen later on if this dwarf pickaxe machine power energy source doesn't stop. Because what they're doing for it is they're hatching baby dragons, and they're using the baby dragon breath to like... heat it up, you know? And then that will cause lots of global warming from the emissions. But in the end, you go around fixing a few things, realize what the problem is, and then come up with, get the plans, steal the plans for wind power. Windmills, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't make much sense.
Why?
Like, they're implying that they have electricity.
Oh, yeah, right. And there is no electricity in this age in RuneScape, you know, because otherwise we'd see electric light, but we don't.
Is that going to be the next skill, electricity?
Oh, maybe. Engineering would be fun, you know? Build like an electrical generator. You know, it's funny, because I forget who it was. Either Anubis or Chief Snake. We were talking about alternate energy sources, and one of them... asked about wind turbines. I don't know who it was, but I told them once that I built a wind turbine. So, and I just find it rather interesting that I was talking about wind turbines, and then the next quest really that's a wind turbine.
Shane, it's called a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. They must have been listening.
Yeah, when did you build one?
Let's see, that would have been grade 9, so how many years ago was that? 6. Built a wind turbine in grade 9. Basically what it was is you take a plastic bottle, slice it in half, use some magnets and then some spools of copper wire, and then the wind blows, it generates a magnetic field, which in turn generates a current. Yeah. Brad, that's that rule. All science is either physics or stamp collecting.
That's stupid. Whatever you want to believe, Shane. Whatever.
Okay, shall we move on to the reward for this quest?
Oh yeah, the reward is excellent.
Yeah, 500 construction, farming, hunter, thieving, and smithing XP. And the ability to smith pickaxes, and a shortcut ladder to access the dwarven mine. Oh, and one quest point. Which brings the grand smithing total up to 258.
The smithing the pickaxes is the only half decent reward there, I think.
Yeah, well, who's gonna smith their own pickaxes anyways? Like,
well, it's nice to have the option.
Yeah, but they're not even that decent XP. Oh, they take 2 bars, and you lose money on them. So it's not really that decent a way of training.
You lose money on almost everything since the Grand Exchange.
Yeah. Okay, so rating out
of... Because the clues oversaturate the supply of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So rating out of 5?
I can't rate because I didn't do it.
Mike?
2.
I'll give it a 3. Okay, now what? The tweak bag. Cats have been updated. Either you take a look at the cats. Meow. Meow.
Yeah, I have a Hellcat.
And?
I don't know, it looks pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you run with a cat, the damn thing looks like a raccoon when it runs. Like, you know how the raccoon...
How does a raccoon run?
Well, you
how
know,
do you know
how...
what a raccoon...
I've seen a raccoon run on RuneScape where its like tail bobs up and down, you know? That's what the cat does.
It probably used the same model animation or something.
Yeah.
It's not like a big... Yeah. I thought you meant they actually run like a raccoon runs in real life, not in the game.
No. And they also have green eyes now. And the overgrown ones do actually look more like cats rather than dogs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, I got a picture on the RuneWire of this bulldog puppy. It looks like a pig. Maybe that was updated too. Black bulldog puppy looks like a pig. Take a look. I don't know. What do you guys think? Right here. Pig? Yes?
Loading. See this crappy server you've got room right. Load.
Works for me, instantly.
It's so tiny you can't see it.
Well, click on the image.
No, I mean the
zoom
animal.
In.
You can't really tell what it looks like.
Zoom in.
Gray.
I did
gray
zoom in.
Pig. Gray pig. Does it look like a gray? It looks like a. If anything, it looks like a pig with a V-neck sweater on, because you can sort of see it's got a lighter head and a darker body.
Okay.
But no, it doesn't look that much like a pig. I think you're blind.
Monks and monastery have been graphically updated. I don't know, not that big a change. But the monk's robe, they look like you could like step on them or something. It's like a
they're too long now.
Yeah, but maybe that's how they're supposed to be, you know? Because I think that's how monks look in real life.
Have you seen a monk in real life?
On Star Trek.
That's not real life, Shane.
But it was filmed with a real person.
So, it's not going to be an exact representation of how monks are in real life.
Sure it is. It even had pointy ears.
Okay, I'm not even going to start to address what is messed up with that statement.
Okay, moving on. Fairy Ring Logbook and the dials can now go in reverse. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that was pretty annoying, having to go all the way around for one letter.
Yeah, so that's good to hear. Frequent fairy ring traveler. Quick repair and option for abyssal pouches. That's good. So you don't need to go through all that dialogue. Bogrog and Ogre will now give you 70% of your shards back per pouch. So let's say something takes 100 shards to make, you'll get 70 of them back. So, I don't know. Do you think this will encourage more people to summon?
I don't think it's any different, really, than alking the pouch to get your money back and buy shards.
Yeah, well, see, if you get more than 70 times, well, the number of shards times 0.7 times 25, you get more money from alking that, then I'd say alk it, you know?
But yeah, because then you get magic XP as well.
Exactly. Yeah, but you also got to take into account the nature rune, and I don't know, but that's good. Law Talisman changes. You now get two 10k XP lamps. Did you guys go pick these up?
Didn't we mention this last week?
Yeah, we did, that it would be coming in behind the scenes. And it was here this week. So what do you think?
Yeah, not bad, 20k XP for nothing.
I used it to go get 69 rune crafting.
Okay, good for you.
I know.
That's a very interesting number, that, Shane.
Okay, why? You are the one that always tends to bring these things up, you know? When there's absolutely no reason to, and when probably half the listener base don't even know what you're talking about.
I believe that the majority of the listener base knows what I'm talking about. The only one who doesn't is you.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
You said that number. You didn't need to mention it.
Okay.
You should have known. If you mentioned that number, I would have pulled that up.
How did 69 even come up? I forget.
You got 69 crafting. Is your memory that bad?
Oh, maybe. All right. Yes. Jagex wants our specs.
And we want our what?
They want our specs.
Computer specs?
Yeah, so, you know, they actually made an applet this time rather than going through the pointless effort of handling polls, because, well, you remember what happened to the last few tech polls. People had no idea what resolution they were running, what kind of processor they had, what kind of memory, so it's good they did this.
Yeah, if they don't know what resolution they're running, if you ask them their memory or processor information, they're not going to have a clue, are they?
Yeah, exactly. Also, if you're a Mac user out there, please go run this a few times on different IP addresses, because then that way they'll make them think they have more Mac users, which is good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure your 5% market share is really going to do damage there.
Yeah, it will. Warren, anyone else out there listening, please run it a few times on different computers.
Well, yeah, because everybody has 5 Macs at home.
Yeah, no. I only have 2. Well, one's not even mine.
Yeah, you tricked your sister into getting.
She likes it. She does.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Anyways, could this be because they have a little secret?
What do you mean?
Their little secret, the graphical update?
Well, obviously it is.
I know. I can't wait to do a farming run at full screen resolution. You guys don't sound very enthused about that, being able to go on like a farming run at 1680 by 1050 or whatever.
Well,
because it doesn't interest us.
Okay, God Wars.
Maybe something else.
God Wars?
It'll sure improve the game.
Yeah. Full screen games don't interest me in the slightest if I can't play windowed mode, because chances are most of the times I'm playing I'll be either talking on MSN or surfing forums.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to play full screen.
That's what a second computer is good for, though. If you have
switching between computers.
You can get a thingy called Synergy, which lets you control both with the same keyboard and mouse. That's what I do. I'll help you set it up later if you want.
Not interested.
Oh. So, I don't know. Is this the beginning of something called RuneScape 3.0, maybe? Seeing as they've had an engine update and a graphical update like this now. But you make the argument that it's not 3.0 because it's not a complete recode, so I don't know.
2.2.
Or 2.5. Well, there's been how many engine updates since it came out? I don't know. There's the one for construction, the one for summoning, so at least 2.2.
Were those actually engine upgrades,
though?
Yeah,
they were. They were.
And there was that one to stop people from reverse compiling it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, so 2.3 at least. So 2.4-ish.
Yeah, but odd numbers are like beta only.
Oh, right. So then this would be 2.0, 2.2, 2.4, 2.6. So 2.6 or 2.8. I think we put Brad to sleep.
Yeah, that was completely unnecessary and boring. Yes, I'm putting Shane in pain. Yes.
Okay, so that's that. I'm looking forward to reading the development diary on this. I don't know about you guys, but I am. Anyways, player submitted polls number 12. First question, is RuneScape your homepage? Yes or no?
No. I don't know.
4%, I don't know. What? 74% say no.
Like, what I don't know.
How can you not know?
I don't know.
Brad, when did you learn to set your homepage?
When I was about, I don't know, a long time ago. It's not really difficult because it's like a big option that says set this page as my homepage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. 74%.
My homepage is Google.
My page is Google IG.
Yep.
Okay. Next question. One of you guys, please.
Wow. What is the main reason that you chose your RuneScape character name? It is my name. And that's true in every sense of the word for me.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Brad Woodward.
It is the name of one of my favorite RuneScape player. Wow. Yeah, all the people named Zima 2002 or something stupid like that.
I had to choose other because there is no I copied my friend's name.
Mine was random.
So, yeah, interesting there. Question 3.
Which NPC in RuneScape do you think makes the most money? I haven't voted yet, so someone say the
25% Grand Exchange owner.
Party Pete. Everybody knows he deals crack cocaine.
21% say the sawmill operator. Then the wise old man. Then Party Pete. Then pick up sticks.
I don't see how the owner of the Grand Exchange would make money, though, because the Grand Exchange never takes a cut.
Yeah, exactly.
So he would. He's just helping other people get money. He's not getting money himself.
Exactly.
That shows how much the RuneScape population thinks about questions like this.
I said pick up sticks.
Why?
Because of all those shards, you know?
Yeah, but possibly. Shards?
Yeah, but where does he get them? Maybe he buys them.
Maybe he makes them.
Well, he's obviously marking them up a little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you aren't going to sell for the same price as you buy them, are you? I mean, you know, I think if he needs economic advice, he should ask Party Pete, you know?
I'd say the sawmill operator makes the most because he already has all the equipment and doesn't need to buy anything. He just takes your logs and makes them into planks. Okay, what was that?
That's a saw.
Shane, how come I thought one advantage of you having a buggered jaw might be that you couldn't do your annoying sounds? But no, you can. You can't laugh. You can do your annoying ass sounds. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Okay, right.
Okay, question 4.
What is your favorite type of holiday item?
Oh, please.
Other. I have no other favorite
type of
holiday item.
People say fun weapons. You know, at least once a week I still get smacked by a rubber chicken.
It's probably because they know who you are and they've just come to abuse you.
Probably. 27% say hats. 23% full costumes. Then player-owned house items, toys. Oh, food. 282 votes, 1%.
They have holiday item food?
Yeah, they did. Remember Halloween?
Yeah, the pumpkin.
Sweets?
Oh, yes. Not really much point, though, is there?
No.
Because they disappear after the event is over.
Yeah, that's stupid. Anyways, are you guys done with the poll?
Yeah.
Okay. On to the listener questions. We got an audio question this week from Swanine.
Woo! Questions.
If someone offered you $1 billion to kill someone and then assume their identity, would you? Personally, I wouldn't because I'm happy with who I am. But what do you guys think?
Hmm.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
It depends, sorry. Like, because we were discussing this before the show, and we said it depends if you actually get to pick the person or if they are assigned randomly.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to pick, it would be probably yes. But if it was assigned randomly, I wouldn't want to take the chance that it was an undesirable person.
Who lives in the Southern Hemisphere.
No, there are lots of undesirable people, Shane. The person you are referencing is just one of them.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know. It depends if you could get caught when you kill them, you know? So, I don't know.
So it's like Grand Theft Auto. You just have to escape the ring on the map.
Yeah, well, real life isn't like that.
Really?
No.
Christ, I guess I shouldn't have killed that person last night. I thought I was fine because I was out of the ring.
Okay, I wouldn't do it, Mike.
I don't know. $1 billion is a lot of money, but then you're not your own person if you have to assume their identity.
Hey, well, one of us could do it, and then we could split it 50-50-50.
Hang on a minute.
50-50-50. Oh. That's 33-33.
Okay.
33. If I had to kill someone and you two didn't, I'm not going to give you the money I got for killing them.
Right. Why? But that's what the contract you signed when you became an admin says that any side jobs you do.
I didn't sign any damn contract.
Any side jobs you do, we have a right to a certain percentage.
I didn't sign any damn contract. What makes you think I signed a contract?
You did, silently.
No, I didn't.
Silently?
Was it a silent contract?
Yeah. So I would, Brad would, and Mike would. Thank you, Schwa.
If you were shut up, Shane. If you were to quit RuneScape for good, I mean seriously for good, would you give every single item you have away for free, even if it's like 10 party hats of each color or 5 Santa hats? The question is from Weldy277.
You can't anymore.
Well, I quit for good, well, pretty much for good, and I didn't give away any items. So that would be a no.
I wouldn't either in case I ever decided to come back.
Well, what's the point in doing it now? Because just a bunch of random people get it.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't even be people you know.
Yeah. The only way I would even even consider it was if I knew it was going to go to who I wanted it to go to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Will you start playing again if I buy you a top hat?
No. How would you give it to me anyway? You can't.
So you could kill me in Bounty Hunter.
It's worth less than $1 million. You could go to the German world and drop it in the party room.
Yeah, but you never know what kind of little German people might come, you know?
Yeah, Adolf Hitler 2.0 could be lurking.
Oh, somebody once told me that they have an uncle named Adolf.
I guess after the whole Second World War, not many German people gave their children the name Adolf. Unless they're neo-Nazis.
Never know. Anyways, thank you, Wildly277. Have you ever dreamed about being an animal? If so, which one? From Jan.
I don't know whether you mean like had a dream where you were an animal or
dreamt.
I don't know. I cannot say that. I cannot say that I have ever wanted to implicitly be an animal.
I'd like to be a cat.
Yeah, I'd like to be a cat as well, actually, because you just get to basically lie about 23 hours, well, not 23, 18 hours a day, and then, like, climb trees that
remain and bring pieces of wood up to your master.
It would be so boring, though, being a cat.
Yeah, but if you didn't know anything else, I mean, if you were like a human trapped in a cat's body thinking, Christ, I wish I could play Grand Theft Auto 4, then yes, it would be boring. But if you were just a cat who didn't know anything else, then I'm sure you'd think lying about in the sun and chasing mice.
Great
and
fun.
I would be one of those cats that scratches people. I'd lull them into a false sense of security thinking that they could stroke me and then I would lash out.
That sounds like your personality.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably like to be a bird as well, because I think it'd be a bird is in a bird, not as in slang for a female.
You could be like because I think your friend.
No, like a wild bird, so I could fly back. I'd be a hawk, so I could kill stuff. That would be fun. Let's stop with the annoying noises.
That's not even anything like a hawk.
How does a hawk
like
sound
a magpie.
Like Shane,
I don't know.
When did you become a bird expert?
Last week. When I saw one outside. But that's beside the point here. A rabbit? Let's see, a hawk. No, I don't want this video. Anyways, thank you, Jan. We'd all be cats, right?
I'd be a hawk, and I'd kill you.
I'd be a cat. Mike?
I suppose a cat would be nicest.
Yeah, that's right. Scare the birds. I mean, the dogs.
Yeah, the big bird me would come and kill you.
Okay, Brad, next one's for you.
Oh, Christ. Would either of you... Okay, let's just do this in the two parts. Would either of you consider... Or three parts, actually. Would either of you consider... Okay, would any of us consider sex change? And Shane, I just want to clear up. I'm sure he means in real life, not in RuneScape. Shane actually thought that guy meant would we consider a sex change in RuneScape? And like a sex change in RuneScape is something that requires a lot of consideration. Anyway,
it does.
Sorry. No, it doesn't.
Can you just please? Go pay your money and you can change it back.
Yeah, not like real life. Yeah, see, because we were sort of talking about and I sort of brought up the idea of I'm happy being a male.
Yeah, me
too. I like being the dominant sex.
Are you sure?
I didn't say dominant in sex, I said dominant sex.
Are you sure that males are?
Not entirely sure, but I'm happy with being a man and everything that being a man entails. I wouldn't want to be a woman and, you know, have that wonderful few days every couple of months, every month. You know, the whole menstruating thing, I wouldn't like that.
You'd also have to do what you mentioned 2 weeks ago.
What I meant? Oh, yeah, shave my legs, right, yeah. I think being a woman is harder than being a man, personally, in most ways.
Mm-hmm. Too bad Mushroom Queen wasn't on this show.
I also think that there are more assholes who are male than assholes who are female, so...
I don't think so. I think it's...
I'm not talking about you, Shane, don't worry. So anyway, yeah, no, I'm happy being male.
I wouldn't consider it.
No.
Okay, thank you. Next part?
Brad, why are you such a pessimist? It balances out the show, but I'm just wondering.
It's in his nature.
Shut up, I was thinking about this. And I basically think that there is some reasons. I think if you're pessimistic all the time and you think only bad things are going to happen, when something good happens, it's a nice surprise. If you think good things are going to happen all the time and bad things happen, you're disappointed. If you're pessimistic, you are never disappointed. Personally, I'm very pessimistic because my outlook on the world is rather bleak and I think everybody else is an asshole.
Just like your outlook on space travel is bleak.
Space travel is a waste of time and money, Shane. We've got enough problems on this planet without trying to find another one. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Shane, you have no argument for that.
No, I don't. Because I just think that being an optimist is good for your health. And good things do happen. Something good happened to me, but I forget.
It must have been that good if you can't remember it. Look how messed up the world is, and you people want to be optimistic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's it's, you know, the saying ignorance is bliss. When you're not aware of things, you're happy. When you are aware of things, you're not happy.
Exactly.
I'm optimistic.
Just hide out in, like, a basement and isolate yourself from the world.
I think being optimistic is being... I just completely messed that up. Being pessimistic is realistic. If you look at the world, but personally I just do it because that's how I am.
Okay.
I'm sure I'd love to be one of these optimists who is like completely high on life and unable to see anything that's wrong with the world, but sadly I'm not.
I see plenty of things that are wrong with the world, being an optimist.
And yet you're still happy?
Yeah.
Yeah!
One thing that's wrong with the world is people's innate acceptance of certain things that we talked about on episode 131.
I can't remember that far back.
That was Uncorked.
But acceptance of what? What are you trying to imply?
Talking about gays.
Oh, gays, right. Hang on a second. Surely if you're an optimist and you're really happy about everything, why can't you accept that that's just the way some people
No! We're going into Uncorked, but if you're interested in more of it, listen to episode 131.
Shane basically thinks all gays should go to the gas chamber.
No.
There you go.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No.
You've said that before.
No, I wasn't implying that. I was implying that they're lucky, Shane, in this modern
that
day.
That must be your most
said
word.
That they have.
Considering you like to like say you're an optimist, you say the word no an awful lot.
No.
No. No. You just said it again.
It's important to have a balance. You know, you can't have like yeses and noes. It's got to be balanced.
No.
But something good happened yesterday. I was overly joyed about, but I completely forget.
Like I said, can
it
really
it was on Monday. See, good things happened when I got my third age plate legs. There we go.
In RuneScape, yeah, I'm sure that did a lot for the
world
balance.
Yeah, it made me feel better. It made me feel better in real life.
Okay, but how many times were you disappointed from being an optimist from all your other clues?
None.
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were.
No. I just do them for fun.
I can't believe that we're actually arguing that the bleak, like, depressed outlook of life is the better one, but... Oh, well. Yeah, that's basically the way I am. I'm exactly like this in real life. If you were to spend time around me in real life, you'd find that I'm basically how I am on the show. It's not just some act.
It's good to know.
Which, if it was, I'd be a really good actor. But I'm not.
Ooh. Okay.
So, Shane, how is the weather? That's
the
final part of that question.
Let me check my Google right now, seeing as I don't have any clear windows.
Rather than look outside, you check Google.
I don't have any
credits. I'll look outside.
Right now. It says 10 degrees, mostly cloudy.
No. Okay, I'm looking outside right now. The sky is pretty clear.
Okay. So there you go.
Shane was like, what's the weather? I'll just look on Google.
I would look outside, but I don't have a window down here that I can see the sky, you know?
Your parents' basement. How stereotypical.
It's like a window. Mike, you know how small the windows are.
You should still be able to see roughly what it's like outside.
I can see that it's not raining.
That was just hilarious.
I can't see the sky.
Shane, what's the weather like? I'm just going to check Google. Christ. Okay, that
Gunner
that
Kaiba.
Gunner Kaiba. Sounds like the name of a gunner, unsurprisingly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mike can take this next question since it doesn't apply to you, Shane.
All right. As for my question, what have been your best moments so far in GTA 4? And that's from Total Flux.
So, Shane, what have your best moments in GTA 4 been so far?
I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah, we know that. That's what's asking you.
Are you going to buy it?
I don't know. I'm going to wait.
He's
going to
remain a social outcast.
Till you show me what it's like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike can go first.
I don't know. There have been lots of funny things that happened in game, but I can't really think of like the best ones. Well, one of them would be when I was doing a race for Brucey. When I was going around a corner too fast, somehow I accidentally did the 5-barrel roll achievement. That was really surprising.
And you didn't die?
No.
I think you'd die if you did that in real life.
Not necessarily.
In GTA, you don't actually take damage when you're in a car unless someone's shooting at you.
Oh, well, that's not realistic then.
Or unless you drive really fast and you hit something head-on and it throws you out the window. What's the thing called at the front of the car?
The windshield.
Big glass thing? The windscreen. There we go, windscreen.
Windshield.
Call it windscreen, yeah.
Okay. Brad, what about you?
nothing like that funny has really happened to me in game. I've not had any sort of, it's been fairly boring, except for like there's this the one safe house in Bohan, I think it is. When you walk outside of that, there's a preacher over the opposite side of the road who says that, you know, everybody's going to go to hell and stuff. It's fun.
Well,
to
I'd
shoot
run
him
that guy
time.
Over.
I shoot him. He's right opposite you when you come out, so it's like really fun to just take out a handgun and shoot him. I also think it's a really fun game to play just because of how people react. I used to remember before in San Andreas, which was the last GTA game for people who don't know, if you were aiming your gun manually at people, they wouldn't react, you know, which was a bit unrealistic. They would only react if you had it locked onto them. But now, if you just manually aim at somebody and they act, you know, they freak out like they would normally. There's just so many little touches to it that make it so much better than any other GTA game, and it's. I find myself it's really weird. Even though I only got it last Tuesday, I've racked up like 30 hours game time already, and that's quite worrying.
Yeah.
Mike, how many do you have?
Too much.
I managed a really good thing though, as I was doing the storyline. There's an achievement for completing the storyline in under 30 hours, and I managed to get that on the first time. Yes. But that was mainly because from about halfway through, I really started to rush it. And there's just so much to do in the game. It really, you know, it isn't unrealistic to say to get 100% achievement would probably take you close to maybe, I don't know, 50, over 50 hours, possibly.
Yeah, I'd say.
And there certainly is a lot of gameplay in there.
I don't see myself playing single player games, so I don't know. I'd like to see it in action, so.
On a personal level, I would not say it's not worth buying for the multiplayer alone, especially at the moment. There are a lot of the multiplayer isn't as smooth as some other online games. You can't just go into a group with randoms and expect it to be fine, because there are plenty of people who act like jackasses. And to me, it just doesn't seem like the sort of game you can like play online over and over and over. But maybe that's just me.
Okay.
It needs a quick mute option.
Oh yeah, it's really annoying.
Those idiots on there.
And the other annoying thing is when you go into a party game, you don't have much control over what options are selected, like, you know, play time, how long the game lasts, auto aim on or off, the map, and other things like that. It basically it's decided by a random person who gets made the party leader. So good if you're the party leader because you can play whatever rules you want. But if you're not, it can get annoying when people just fiddle about with it as they wish.
Yeah, you have to just keep leaving and rejoining until you find one that has the rules you aren't.
And sometimes I've had problems with the joining online games a few times, but I'm the only one who I know has had these problems. Occasionally, a lot of the time when I try and join an online game, I will just be put into a game with me alone, and I'll cycle through all the game modes. Now, basically, it looks as if there's nobody online but me, but obviously there isn't.
Uh-huh.
And also sometimes after doing this, when I try and exit it to select another game mode, it'll just stuck on the loading screen and I have to restart my console. So I guess that's just a problem I'm having. I saw reports of people having those sort of problems on the PS3, so it's weird that I'm having it with the 360, but I don't know. I don't even know what's causing it. So
okay, I'd like to move on now. You guys can talk more about this later in tech news.
See, that's what it feels like when people are talking about stuff you don't give a shit about and won't stop. Star Trek, for example.
Well, see, that's the thing. I am the one that does the editing, so I decide when a topic is done, you know? So
Yeah. Okay, next question.
What are your middle names? Everyone on the show from Zach.
William James, there we go. Move on.
Yeah.
Shane, say it. Say it, Shane.
No.
I'll say it for you.
No,
Shane,
that's okay.
Shane, say it.
No, mine is not mentionable.
Yeah, it is.
No. Mike, do you want to say yours?
I don't like my middle name.
I didn't even know Mike had one.
Yeah, he does. Everyone does.
It's Timothy.
Oh, he said it. Well done.
Yeah, so if you ever see a Tim online that resembles like Mike, that's probably him.
I never go by the name.
How would you know if somebody resembles somebody else?
No, I'm just saying, like, if there's a situation where we had to like completely disappear.
And why would I use my middle name if I'm going to disappear? Because everyone knows it now.
Oh. Well, that's why I'm not saying mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Bradley Wilhelm. Wilhelm.
No, it's not Wilhelm. It's William James. I told you, and I hate it. I never, ever use it anywhere.
Okay. That's from Zach. I wonder what his middle name is.
I don't know. Valerie? Some girly name.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. Next one? Oh, it's for me. What do you plan on doing with the money from those third age legs from Sirwood 13? It's staying right now in my bank. So that's what they're doing right now, unless I find some desperate need for money.
What do you plan to do with it, though?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just letting it sit until I figure out whether or not Herblore is possible. Just that whole thing of turning another money sink. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. It's just... But they're just sitting right now until I decide what I'm going to end up doing. Okay, next question. Brad? Are you here, Brad?
Maybe he fell asleep.
Yeah, maybe. You want to take the next one then?
Oh, he said BRB.
Oh, I didn't see that. Where?
Okay. Dear Shane and Brad, how would you describe yourself? Also, if you could change something about yourself, what would it be and why? So you go first.
Well, describe myself as somebody who would probably say ambitious, likes to get things done, won't let, I will do the job, whatever job is required, so I'm not going to be able, I'm not going to be afraid to step on anyone's toes if need be. I basically just go get the job done, whatever has to be done. There's one thing I could change. I wouldn't change anything. I'm pretty happy with me. Brad?
Wow. Okay, let's see. I'm hateful, bitter, twisted, pessimistic.
Oh, I wish we had a big discussion on that earlier.
Yeah, pessimistic. What other negative character attributes can I use to myself?
Nazi.
I'm a huge procrastinator, and that would be the thing I would change about myself. I wish I procrastinated less. But no, I can't really think of ways to... I think a lot of people who don't know me, because, I mean, people who listen to this show hear me, you know, complain and stuff a lot and hear me talk about a lot of stuff. They probably think they know me, but I think a lot of people who think they know me don't know me. I think if you got to know me, I would be very different.
Yeah, you are very different. You're like a big fuzzy teddy bear.
Not in that way, necessarily, but yeah, that's it. I hate describing myself, so think of me what you will.
Mike?
Well, I'm a perfectionist and a procrastinator, two characteristics that do not go well together, because I never get
anything... Procrastinating perfectionist.
Yeah, because I never get anything done.
That's why you'd be the perfect one to lead the RSBNB Borg Collective. That's what the Borg are... The Borg are based on perfection. They're based on perfection.
I'd have to get rid of my procrastination first, though.
No, you don't need to procrastinate as a Borg, because you just control everyone else, and they just do it.
Shane, please stop.
Yeah, that's enough Star Trek. What else can I use to describe myself? I don't know.
Describing yourself is hard.
Mm-hmm. You need someone else to do it for you.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing we should have said, if one describes the other describes the other, and we all go into the big triangle. But...
Oh, well.
Or we should ask listeners to email in and describe us. That would be funny.
Yeah, well, They could have done that on the survey.
Well, we could have done it for a contest. We could get the listeners to describe what they think we're like, and the one who gets it closest gets to come on the show.
I don't know. We already got our own contest. So, anyways, next question.
Where is it? Two, have you seen this video? Start again. Take two. Have you seen this video? What do you think of it, Patrick? The video is basically Richard Dawkins rapping. What do I think of it?
What's it about?
Atheism, I think. I haven't watched all of it. I watched the first 20 seconds, and it's called Beware the Believers, and it's I'm not sure whether it's like, you know, the first line goes, "My name is D to the I to the C to the K. Yeah, I'm the Dicky D. I got the PhD in coming your way on the YouTube to bust your worldview. So just listen to me and don't you argue. You see, this battle been raging since Zeus was on the bottle between science like Democritus and faith like Aristotle, who said the mover wasn't moving like some magic trick, but that's no good logic. My posse is far too quick for this religious dick. Because science is the only way. Now y'all stand with me, y'all, or you can fall, y'all." So I think it's basically a piss take on Richard Dawkins, and I just think hating on, you know, taking the piss out of Richard Dawkins is so 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's sort of funny, but I don't know. It's, yeah.
Science is the true way.
I think all of us can be agreed on that. See, this is what we need, is a really hardcore religious person to come on here and get beaten down by us.
I don't know who we could get to do that.
It has to be somebody stupid than us, you know, because if they're more intelligent than us, they would probably win, which, you know, isn't good.
Well, they don't even know. Problem with their theory is their theory thinks that this god creature created the Earth, but how exactly was the universe created, you know? They're working
the
on
theory. It relies too much on blind faith, and no matter what it comes down to, no matter what you think, there's evidence to the scientific method, and there is no evidence other than a book.
Yeah, a book is
so many
evidence.
Balance as evidence.
Exactly. Exactly. Scientists are working on a way to see into the past before time zero of the Big Bang. To see what was happening before.
Okay.
Who do you think is more flexible, Brad or Shane or Mike, Mushroom Queen?
I don't think any of us are that flexible, but I'd have to say me.
Yeah, I'd go with that too.
I'm not very flexible.
For me, things have to be planned, and plans do not change. If you're going to change a plan, change it with at least 4 hours remaining.
Shane, I think she means... Shane,
What I thought she meant too. The other,
like flexible body. Like, can you stretch?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know why she'd ask if we were flexible with our schedule. Christ.
Oh,
that was hilarious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
then
so do you? I think I'm the most flexible.
I can.
Would you
I can
agree?
Put my foot in my mouth.
Oh Christ! There's okay. A trick.
What the?
I'm going to just see if I can put my foot in my mouth. Hang a second. Yeah, quite easily.
It's in there right now.
Now that's what you call foot in mouth. I'm just going to... Shane is dying slowly and painfully.
Okay, Mike. What about you? No?
What?
No?
What?
Do you think you're flexible?
No, I'm not flexible.
Just ask any girl I've... No, wait. Shane's dying. He's gasping for breath.
That's just... stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mushroom Queen.
Let's move on.
Final one for Brad.
Okay. Do any of you ever click out of lack of patience? For example, when you're alking, but you click too early on the next item, you finished alking the previous item. I seem to, it's a fair bit. I've seen videos of people who are far worse. A question from Skay Oakley. I tend to click around my screen a lot randomly for no reason, which is why if you look on the RSBNB Watt Pulse, even though I'm about 4 million behind on total keys, I think I actually have the most clicks.
I don't trust that thing.
Eh, whatever. Mike uses it.
I can't anymore because I'm on Linux.
Oh well, he wasn't ahead of me anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I have the most clicks on the whole RSBNB team.
Who has the most keystrokes?
Kelsey.
No, that's not a surprise.
Here we go. The top three is Kelsey, Bluebird Singer, then it's me, and then Killers, and then some guy. Oh, that's Kevin. Then Connor. Then Mike was seventh. Then Jaden was eighth. Cliff Dude ninth. Not sure who that is. Brian 11th. Alex Tomo is 13th. Harry Monkey's 15. Other Brad is 17. TJ Bart's 18.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I tend to click around randomly a lot. So yeah, I do it when I'm doing anything, whether it involves clicking or not. It's really weird, like an obsession.
I'm an aggressive clicker, I think.
I tend to highlight text a lot.
Yes, me too. When I'm reading a web page, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Interesting. Oh, you forgot to insert the leg shaving question.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Oh. Okay.
Microsoft has withdrew its bid for Yahoo! Yahoo! Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Microsoft said that it was abandoning its blockbuster bid to acquire Yahoo after it raised its offer by $5 billion, but Yahoo rejected it as still too low. The about-face meeting on a Saturday morning in Seattle between Microsoft Chief Executive Steve Ballmer and Yahoo Chiefs and co-founder Jerry Yang, according to a person familiar with the talks. At the meeting, which also included Yahoo's other founder, David Flo, and a Microsoft president who oversees its online unit, Kevin Johnson, Mr. Ballmer increased Microsoft's offer to $33 a share, or about $47.5 billion from $29.40 a share. Mr. Yang told Ballmer that Yahoo would not accept an offer below $37 a share. So that's pretty much done, we think. If it's not done, well, you know, the thought was that the Yahoo stock prices would go so low that Yahoo would indeed accept the original offer to prevent their stock from hitting the floor, you know? But so far that hasn't happened yet. But I just think it would be bad if it did happen, because then, well, you got this huge evil empire, and who's left to combat them? Just Google, right? I don't know. Do you guys have anything to say on this?
No.
Not really.
So, I don't know. But is it... Maybe it's time that that there's an article that Steve Ballmer has to go. Because, you know, he failed getting this deal done. And what was really funny in that is they also said that they could bring Bill Gates back as interim CEO while they find someone. Which, you know, would be kind of funny seeing as this guy was left to do it. But you guys remember that developers video? Do you really want someone like that running Microsoft? Brad, do you remember it?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ballmer!
He's like prancing around on the stage and stuff.
Okay, enough.
Is that what you do at one of our meetups, Brad?
No, I wouldn't. Okay, please stop. That's disturbing.
Anyways, that's that. Next piece of tech news. The Russians are to operate computers using power of thought. The scientists at the Southern Federal University won $750,000 award for development of systems of the mental computer control. For the next 18 months, Rostov scientists working together with their Taranag and St. Petersburg colleagues are going to develop programs and make research that will help them create such a system. And basically what this is, you put a little device on your head and you can control your computer with it. Like make your mouse do something, you know? Like select your MSN window and type, "Hi, Brad." You know, there are times when I think of something and I think I've typed it, but I actually didn't in the past, and as a result, I look back at the window 5 minutes later and I see this message didn't get sent. So, yeah. Sometimes that happens for me. But, should be interesting if this actually does happen, because, you know, people will be able to use this who are disabled and control their computers just as we do. So that's good for them, I think. So hopefully this technology does get developed. This next one is about blockbusters coexisting. 500 million million for Grand Theft Auto 4 and 100 million million for Iron Man. Because, you know, there are those people saying that Grand Theft Auto would take away sales from Iron Man, you know? But obviously, 100 million million is still enough, isn't it?
Yes.
For the movie. After at least Grand Theft Auto 4, it was only a matter of time before we heard just how well the game did at retail. So far, they said that, well, you know, it's like with all the other Grand Theft Auto games. Dangerous, people, police don't like it, I don't know. Any sane person won't go out and do what's in that game, so I don't know. Grand Theft Auto 4 is a success. I think it's the biggest Xbox 360 game now, next to Halo 3.
No, it beat Halo 3.
Okay, so biggest Xbox game in history then for the 360. Anything else on this?
No. Okay. I saw Iron Man and I played GTA 4, so I did.
Which one's better?
GTA 4. Okay. The ending of Iron Man was kind of sucky. It was good all the way through, but the ending was a bit lackluster.
Who'd you go with?
Friends.
Your dad?
No, I was going to go with him, but then he blew me off. No, don't.
What?
He went with his friends.
Oh, okay.
While I was out, so I couldn't go. So I went with my friends.
Okay, rants. There's one big rant that you and Mike are taking this week.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, let's just do a little bit of organization. I will read down to the bit that says there are other aspects of trading that have been affected. Can you find that, Mike?
Where is that?
It's about halfway down, just below effect on social interaction. It says there are other aspects of trading that have been affected.
All right.
Okay, I'll read the top five. Right. The RWT updates have been causing a lot of strife over the RuneScape community. However, I fully understand their purpose. Who wants to play a game against a load of computers that do nothing but allow noobs to buy all the things they want and destroy skills by altering their prices? Well, I am sorry. There is still a bot at large destroying our precious game. That bot is named the Grand Exchange. The GE destroys player skills. The GE destroys social interaction. The GE destroys the point in gathering your own items. The GE destroys player-to-player trading. The GE destroys village shops. These issues must be resolved. Right. The effect on skills. The GE has rendered many skills pointless. With Pure Essence costing around 150 GP and Lore's Nats costing around 350 GP, it is actually quicker and more cost-effective to mine the essence and then sell them in exchange for the runes you want. What takes more time, mining 28 essence and taking them to an altar to craft, or mining 56 essence and selling them to buy runes? Why train rune crafting when you can get the runes you want for pretty much the same effort? With cooking, the raw food has always cost more than the uncooked. But with the GE, it is just as easy to buy your cooked food directly from the exchange rather than go through the effort of buying the raw food from players or gathering the ingredients yourself. Cooking is pointless when it takes more effort than money to get the raw food and cook it, when you can get cooked food instantly off the GE for cheaper. Smithing is completely pointless because the materials to make the armor cost much more than the end product. Why not just buy the end product for cheaper? If you have ore on you, you might as well just sell it and buy the armor and save yourself some time and money. Herb lore is pretty pointless because the herbs cost more than the potions they create. You might as well just buy the potions directly off the GE. Crafting is getting to be pretty useless for the same reason as herb lore. Why buy the materials if you can just buy the end product instantly for cheaper? The GE has affected other skills in different ways, but the ones mentioned are the hardest hit. Effect on social interaction. This is a big issue for me because I miss when there was a point to trading with your friends or trading to get items. The most affected of the RS community is the trading community, because rather than actually talking to other players to get the items that they want, they just fill in a little box on the GE. No effort involved, and it takes the point of RS being an MMORPG game away.
There are other aspects of trading that have been affected. Why gather materials for your mates, e.g. fish some sarks you friend can cook them or pick up herbs that you come across. Your friend is training herb lore. It is pointless now because basically all items are instantly buyable and sellable. If my friend asked me if they could have any herbs, I find I would direct them straight to the GE. It is probably even quicker than finding him to trade. All items are now instantly sellable and therefore equal to money because all items are instantly buyable. It means that your friend is basically asking for free cash. What happened to the days when there was a point in trading with your friends? Point in gathering your own items. There's no real point in gathering your own items, really. I mean, why go to the beehives to gather honey for your honey badger when it is much easier to go to the GE? Why gather ore or smith bars when you can get them directly from the GE? Is there even a point in having places to collect items? Why kill a specific creature for the drops that you want when you can get them instantly? You might as well kill them monsters that will earn you the most money so you can buy that item. Why go to any shop other than the GE? The GE has everything you need. If there is no point in having other shops, then there is no point in having other towns. Seriously, if a town doesn't have shops, then there is not much else to it, is there? Where is the fun of going to different places to gather rare items and ingredients when everything you need is at the GE? Why actually keep anything at the bank when you might as well sell it and buy it again later when you need it? All you really need in this game is money, and because it is more economically effective now to just train one skill and then use that money to gather items that you would produce from other skills, your days on RuneScape are effectively going to be doing the same repetitive tasks for the same skill and then selling the product on the GE. So, what should be done? The fact is that a lot of damage has been done already. If GE is removed, there will be an uproar. The GE is also quite useful, and a lot of effort has been gone into creating it, so removing it would be completely overkill. In my old thread, I gave many suggestions, and most of them proved themselves to be unpopular. I suggest that there could be non-GE tradable items to encourage people to buy the items from players' shops or to gather/create the items themselves. I suggested that there could be a long waiting period to get the items you want based on their price, e.g., if you want a whip, it will take 14 days before you receive it. This will stop people from just using the GE as an extension to their bank, and therefore, because able to just sell a load of items and then buy the items they want at that time. At the moment, they could basically use any item, example, whip, dragon square, and then sell it again when they have finished. I also just suggested a small tax on trading over the GE to encourage people to trade player versus player or gather the items themselves. These are only possible solutions, so there is no need to disagree with my entire thread just because you don't like the solutions I suggested.
Very good. You know what I suggest?
What?
Do a 10% tax on each item bought at the GE. Then at the end of each year, take all that money raised in taxes and give it to the top 10,000 players. Split it equally.
Why? Because you're in the top 10,000?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not, but it's just a good idea.
I think he's right. It basically revolves around money, whereas before, if you needed something with that might have been hard to get, hard to buy off another player, you'd have to get it yourself. But I think he does exaggerate it a little bit far.
Mm-hmm. You know,
some of his points don't really make sense.
Yeah, but it's true with Herblore crafting, smithing, and whatnot.
I think what he means, the skills haven't been destroyed per se. Their money-making potential has been destroyed by the manipulation of the economy.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you can never really make money with some of those skills anyways, though, that he's giving as an example.
The only real way to make money now is to gather the materials yourself and sell the product.
Mm-hmm. Or just mine pure essence, because last night it was 171 GP each max.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that is true. Interesting. Bronze bolts are second most traded item today.
Oh, well. I guess people are finally moving away from arrows, the slowest range training method.
Range training implements. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Is there any way to really fix it after what happened, though?
Well, no. the tax is an interesting idea, but with the 30K trade limit, it's hard to just trade anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have to be exactly equal.
Well, there's the black market, too.
What do you mean?
With people using junk. Remember we had that rant 2 weeks ago using junk?
Oh, yeah, by people, yeah, a lot of junk to trade for a good item, yeah. But yeah. I can't imagine that's going to be huge. A lot of people will do that.
Yes. How does that work?
Well, basically, if you think about it, if they have lots of junky items that are worth something but not very much, if they have a lot of those, it will add up to, let's say, the amount of, I don't know, a whip or something, and they'll be able to trade junk for the whip, basically still allowing people to pass red items.
Yeah.
The only problem would come from accumulating the junk, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the junk items, they're still worth money, though. That doesn't really make much sense, because they'd have to buy the junk items to begin with.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't kind of remember exactly the rant structure, but yeah.
But there is a black economy going on.
There is a way to trade around, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, it happens all the time with like party hats, third age items, whatnot, rares. So that's why they rarely move on the GE thingamajig. So, I don't know. Anybody else have anything on this rant?
Nope. Mega rant.
Okay. Thank you. On to some other things. Call of Duty 4 event this weekend. Also a new event rotation in place. So if you're interested.
Monthly events.
Yeah, monthly events. Right now, first event will be this weekend. It will be the fishing trawler in the rotation. Then God Wars, then Fight Bits. Then it'll rotate over again, and if there's a real event that week, it'll...
How about the fourth one?
Yeah, fourth Castle one is Fight Wars. Pits. Oh, yeah, Fight Castle Wars. So it just rotates like that. And if there's a real event that day, the real event takes precedence.
And then that event that got skipped will be next week?
Yes, that's how it works.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so we have to modify that counter thing then.
Yeah, a bit. Okay. Skill of the Month update, Southrend is pretty much winning. He's got one competition, but that's about it. He's winning by 300k XP. Rod Say is in second, then Andy Master 24 is in third. Smithing.
Rats.
Yes. We have our spring contest to get on the show. Basically, what you need to do is create the best possible spring picture. We've got two of them so far, so... send them in, and there will be instructions in the notes on what to do. Listener survey. Yes, if you take this survey, it will help us greatly. Help us determine what we want to do with the future version of the website, how people listen to the show, what they want to see more of, is there anything you don't like, etc. Mm-hmm. Informer tech writers, we're still looking for one person, maybe two. If two people did sign on, that would be great to write about tech. So if you're interested, check out the global. What else have we got? I don't know. I think that's about it in RSPNB stuff, unless you guys have anything.
Nope.
What have we been doing, Brad?
Nothing really. Went to London on Monday. That's
for what?
Just for something to do.
For fun?
Yeah. I was going to write a blog post about it, but I wrote it up, and it was about... It was way too long. I thought, crap, nobody's going to read this. So
did you see London Bridge?
No, I didn't go
there. Was it falling down?
No.
Down.
How old are you, Shane?
5.
There we go.
Mike?
Nothing. I've been playing GTA.
Oh, yeah. I've
GTA,
been,
woo!
Yeah, everybody's been playing that.
Except you, Shane.
I know. I've been coding.
I mean, yeah, Shane's been working on the site. I gotta start working on it.
Yeah, so aside from that, I've been resting my mouth. It's sore right now. Actually, after talking. I don't know if I should have done the show today. But oh well. That's what health insurance is for. say they screwed up, and then they'll fix it for me. Anyways, anybody else have anything before we tie this one off? Guess not. Nine. RFBNB update 151 is done. See you, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye. We'll be right back.